Technology is a part of culture for our students these days. I teach third grade in a suburban community and I have 25 students in my class. The cultural demographics of my class is 52% Asian Indians, 20% African Americans, 12% Middle Eastern, 8% White, and 8% Hispanics. I gave my students a survey and interviewed them to see how technology affects their lives.
Arusha, do you have a computer at home?
Yes.
How much do you use it?
Well, a lot. For my mom, she lets me use it and she's home and sometimes my dad comes.
What all do you use on your computer? What do you use it for?
Like I use it for playing in Study Island and visiting the blog.
Okay. And of course you have internet access and everything
yes.
at home. Do you watch a lot of TV at home?
Yes.
How much TV do you watch?
Well, I watch about 3.5 hours.
A day?
Yes.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. What kind of programs do you watch?
I watch it on Disney Channel. Sometimes I watch the movies that I recorded.
You record, okay, so you record movies and watch it. And you said you go on Study Island and computer at home on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you own a cell phone?
No.
Do your mom or dad have a cell phone?
Yes.
Do you use it a lot?
Well, no, not that much.
No? Okay. So what do you do at home when you go on the computer? What kind of homework do you do?
Maybe the blog homework and some of the websites that you recommended.
Have you been on any websites?
Well, yeah, FunBrain.
And what games did you play?
Well, I played like the measuring one that we played here and some other ones.
And do you have an iPod?
My dad does, and we're like downloading songs for it because we're holding a party on the 24th.
So he's downloading. And do you listen to his iPod? Do you take his iPod and listen to it?
Well, I listen to the songs on it.
Now, if I put something on the computer and, you know, ask you to put it on your iPod and listen to it home, like some vocabulary words and all, would your dad be able to do it and will you be listening to it?
Well,
before a test, if I put some words on the
computer. Well, yeah, he says, like, he does most of the stuff. If I have homework, then he lets me do it.
Okay. And do you talk to your friends at home on the internet? Do you have Facebook or anything?
No, I don't have any, but I want to have
okay.
it.
And you play video games?
Video games, no.
You don't play any video games? Or?
No. Well, I play, like, sometimes on my mom's phone, I play like a half an hour maybe.
Okay.
A little.
But you like to play the video games. And if, let's see, have you been on the classroom blog?
Yes.
And what was your experience about it?
Like, it's really good, like, because I can get used to it and start blogging. When I start blogging in middle school, I'll know a lot about doing stuff about it.
And do you like the computers and all the technology stuff, or it's too much work?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Edward, do you have a computer at home?
Yes.
How much do you use it?
30 minutes.
What all do you use it for?
Homework.
What kind of homework do you do?
Assignments.
Like the blog assignment that you just did?
Yes.
Okay, and do you play any video games?
Sometimes, Saturday and Sunday and Friday.
And how long do you play?
30 minutes.
You're not allowed to play video games on the weekdays?
No, only
okay.
weekends.
Do you have a cell phone?
No.
Do you use your mom's cell phone?
No.
No. How about, do you watch TV?
Yeah.
How much? Do you watch TV every day?
30 minutes.
30 minutes too, okay. Do you have an iPod?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of, do you listen to music or stories or just music?
Music.
Just music.
And also videos.
And video. Oh, that's good. Do you go on, like, on Google sometimes and look for information? And,
yes.
You know, anytime you don't understand anything, do you go on the internet and do stuff?
A lot of times.
Okay.
I read books.
What about, do you have Facebook or do you chat with your friends on the computer?
I'm getting Facebook soon. I'm getting email.
Your email? Okay.
I'm getting it soon.
Okay. What else? What kind of technologies do you like to use in school?
Like, I don't have it, but I want it.
What do you want?
Like Facebook.
Okay. What about, do you have, how many computers do you have at home?
Two.
Two and one. Your brother and you always go on that computer?
Yeah, we always go to the one computer.
Okay. Do you like to use technology to do homework and
yes.
stuff like that?
Yes.
And if you didn't have it, would you miss it?
Yeah.
What about the blog? Did you enjoy doing the blog?
Mm-hmm.
What did you like about the blog?
It's fun and it also like, it's also homework. I like learning and I like typing.
Hi, Raymond.
Hi.
Raymond, do you have a computer at home?
Yes.
And do you go on the computer a lot?
Yeah.
What all do you do?
Fun brain, study island, and play games.
And did you go on the blog?
Yes.
And did you like going on the blog?
Yeah.
Do you watch TV?
Yes.
How much TV do you watch?
Like sometimes 2 hours, 1 hour.
A day?
Yeah.
What kind of programs do you watch?
Cartoon Networks, Nickelodeon, and Disney.
Okay. And do you have a cell phone or your parents have a cell phone?
My parents have a cell phone.
Do you talk on their cell phone?
Yeah, sometimes.
Who do you talk to?
My family, like in India.
Okay. And how much time do you think you spend working on the computer for homework?
One hour.
Now, with guided reading, I gave you some books, chapters to read. Did you go on Wikipedia yesterday to find out some words, or did you go on Google? Did you go, in case you didn't find the meaning of a word, do you go on the computer to look for the meaning?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you go often or not that often?
Not that often.
But do you look in the dictionary for that? And do you have an iPod?
No.
No? Do your parents have an iPod?
No, they have an iPhone.
And do you listen to music or something on the iPhone?
Yeah.
And do you go on the internet to find some information sometimes?
Yeah.
What kind?
Like facts that tell about things I need to know about.
And do you play video games?
Yeah.
How much time do you spend playing video games?
Sometimes 1 hour, 2 hours.
A day? So you
yeah.
watch an hour of TV and a few hours of video games and an hour or so on the computer. So you spend a lot of time on technology, right? Did you like that?
Yeah.
What if you didn't have any video games, TV, or computers? Would you get bored? What
yeah.
would you do for fun?
Play with my toys.
Yeah. Which is better for you? You want to like to play with your toys, or do you like the video games and computers and internet?
I like both.
Both. Okay. When you went on the classroom blog, what was your experience? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Why did you like it?
Because you get to express your feelings to your friends, and you get to comment on their feelings about what they like about.
I told you next week we're going to put a podcast, like a story on our blog, and you're going to be listening to a story and answering questions. Do you think you'll like listening to a story on your parents' iPhone or while you're going for soccer or whatever games you play? You can listen to that story while you're in the car. Would you like that?
Yeah.
This way you can do your homework in the car, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Raymond.
After looking at the results of the survey and after the interview, I came to realize that almost all my students were involved in some aspect of technology on a daily basis. Only two of my students do not have a computer at home. Both of these students wrote on the survey that they miss not having a computer and that their parents were getting them one for Christmas. Since I have started the classroom blog, I see the enthusiasm students have every day about posting comments on their blog and doing their homework. I feel the passion for learning in my students, and this is due to the technology I'm using in the classroom.